Light shines brightest in darkness when the guide is first cleansed and renewed by God, not just armed with information or religious habits. Are moments of spiritual influence and evangelism preceded by personal repentance and renewal? Or does self-reliance rob your witness of power and authenticity in the public square? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're ready for a great day. God's going to use you mightily today, and just in the public square, you're going to be an influence for God's kingdom. Hey, if you haven't subscribed, liked, shared, or commented on these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to do so. It really does help the algorithm help us grow because we're changing hearts so that we can change the public square. Today's devotion comes from Romans chapter 2, I believe it is, and it's in the series of circumcision of the heart, that we are guides to the blind. It says, "But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness." So he is talking to us today a little bit about where we're headed as a people. That do we see ourselves as people who reach out beyond what God is doing in our hearts and our minds and touching the lives of others? Now, if you go through this, he's going to bring up that we need to have a circumcised heart, that our heart needs to be changed and transformed, not just information in our head. And so I encourage you to read the whole chapter too. But for today, we're going to look at this, that we're convinced that we're a guide to the blind. So do you want to be a guide to the blind? Or maybe be light to those who are in darkness. Let me tell you, the key to a circumcised heart today is simply this: to live a life of humility and repentance in the presence of Almighty God. There's a psalm, Psalm 51, that says, "Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions." Now, King David wrote this psalm when he had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And so he starts out with this. He says, "I want to be a guide to the blind. I want to be light in the darkness. I got to start with myself and repent of my sin. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, God, and you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge." I love this. He asks God to cleanse him, to wash him thoroughly, to be that person who comes before God and says, "Would you cleanse me from the inside out? Because God, you are righteous and holy." And this is where we need to start our day out. If you're going to walk into that office today or drive that truck today or build that building, whatever you're going to be doing today, I want to encourage you to start with a humble heart, acknowledging God that he is blameless and a righteous judge. "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom." See that? He's saying, I have a circumcised heart. I need to have my heart, the flesh of my heart, cut away. And for David's case, or King David's case, he had just committed adultery and murder, and he's like, "I need a change of heart, that you want me to be truthful with myself today. Purify me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness." Some of us in the public square today need to begin to hear joy and gladness once again. "Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities." I love this. Joy and gladness. I hope it just enters into your heart today as you walk through your day, as you go humbly before God and say, "Blot out my iniquities, take away my sin, cause me to be cleansed from the inside out." And then he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Isn't that powerful? I know I need that each and every day, that God just cleans out my heart and renews a steadfast, a willingness to take step after step after step, a spirit within me. "Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." What does he say? "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit." Look at this. He's asking for God to restore unto him a joy of God's salvation. You want to be a guide to the blind today and shine light into darkness. Ask God to do this very same thing to you today, to restore the joy of being saved through Jesus Christ. And not only this, it says, and sustain me with a willing spirit, that we'd be willing to surrender to the Holy Spirit today, that our spirit would come to that place of full surrender to Almighty God. And look at this. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted. So this may not be a formula, but it is something that we should reflect on. If I'm not seeing transgressors turn from their ways, and if I'm not seeing sinners converted to Jesus Christ, then maybe I need to go back to the top and ask God to cleanse my heart and cleanse me from the inside out. See, this is the beginning of being a guide to the blind. This is the beginning of having a circumcised heart, is going before God and say, God, reveal in me anything that's not pleasing to you, that doesn't bring honor to you, and that God would restore unto us that idea of relationship with him. Deliver me from my blood guiltness. He says, I'm guilty. O God, the God of my salvation, then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. See, that's where I want to be as a Christ follower, is to joyfully sing of the righteousness of God. O Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. Could that be your prayer today as you go into the public square, is that God would open your lips that your mouth may declare the praise of God, that he would speak to you and you would just sense his presence and his anointing upon your life as you go throughout your day. Because why? He's restored the salvation of Jesus Christ, that joy of his salvation in your heart. And you're once again joyful because God has cleansed you from the inside out. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offerings. He's saying, my religious acts that are supposed to call me to the place of surrender, those things that are just religious rote things, that's not what is pleasing to you, God. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Look at that. There's that circumcision of the heart again. God wants our hearts cut away from the flesh. By your favor, do good for Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteousness. Sacrifices and burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings, then young bulls will be offered on your altar. So he starts with this. He says, then you will delight in your... He says, I need to come back to that place of favor and to be of good standing with you, God. So as you go to work today, as you enter into that public square, is there an area of your life that you begin to say, God, oh God, you are my God. Cleanse me, God. Let me walk in the things that you have for me. Have you taken the time to say, yeah, I am the light of the world. Lord, make me brighter for you. Make me shine so much brighter because I'm cleansed from the inside out. My hope is that today will be a day that the Lord's salvation in your heart will bring you much joy. And then maybe a coworker or someone around you will begin to say, why are you so joyful today? And you'll be able to say, it's because Jesus died for my sins and rose again that I may have eternal life. So our public square application for the day is humbly reflect, laying all your sin at the feet of Jesus so that you can be a guide to the blind today. God, circumcise our hearts, cleanse us from the inside out. Lord, we do lay all of our sin at your feet. We ask you to have your way in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. Go before us this day. Surround us this day for your glory, God. And it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend in advance of biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.